WMFO in Medford. Sky by here. We're going to have Michael Dutch. I'm going to let him handle his last name. I'll butcher it. He'll be up in about three songs. Right now, though, this is something by Vanessa Silberman.
Thank you.
right, Sky By here. I'm back. Let me tell you what you just heard. We played, opened with Vanessa Silberman, Don't, off her new release. I think it's called Brighter in Bloom. Is that the name of that thing? Yeah. After that, Natalie Jolie and the Reckless Hearts, songs You Oughta Know. I just got a hold of that, but they just won the Song of the Year. So it's kind of cool. I'll be playing a lot more of that in the coming weeks. Lagwagon with a song called Ginny. It's WMFO in Medford. I'm here with Dutch. I'm going to let you handle your last name because I will certainly butcher it.
Dutch.
Yeah, Uterick.
Dutch is fine.
Yeah, Michael Dutch. Is it Michael? No, but we're going with Dutch.
Yeah, Dutch is fine.
So thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, and you've been a little bit of a background. You were writing songs as a youngster, right?
Yeah, I started writing songs back in junior high school, and it kind of just sat there and stuff. I had a band back then, just a garage band. We used to play like little bars and a lot of private parties and everything. Played mostly for beer.
Yeah, was it originals or did you do covers as well?
Did some originals but mostly covers. You know.
Yeah, a lot of young bands do that. Yeah. Yep.
Then life caught up with me, started working, you know, raised a family and all that, and 25 years later, I started playing again.
Right.
And, just started getting back into it and having a blast now.
Yeah, yeah. So why don't you you can play one for us and we'll come back and I'm gonna play something off. You have a couple singles here, which we'll talk about after this. But I'm gonna play one of your singles after this. But yeah, why don't you play one for us and then we'll talk some more.
excuse me.
It's all right.
This one is called Up on Stage. It's actually about when I first met the girls from Flight of Fire and stuff, and they kind of inspired this one here. So it goes something like this. Girl, plays guitar, gonna rock this world. She plays in a band, a man really tight. It's a rock and roll outfit, playing out every night. She put me on stage, says, I've heard of you. The show is crying. To burn bright was such a kid. The crowd was screaming, cops at the door. Go turn down, say give it more. They put me on stage, said I've heard of you. They showed this crowd what we can do.
Still got it from the youthful days.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you met the girl. The girls in the Flight of Fire have helped you a lot with this stuff, and you met them just by going with a buddy's band, and they were playing, and you said, "Wow, they're pretty good," and kind of things led to another from that.
Yeah, we friended up.
became friends on Facebook. Yeah. And I was following them over the years and stuff. And then Tanya put out a thing about teaching guitar lessons and stuff. And at the time, I was kind of in a rut. Felt like all my leads were sounding the same and everything. And I wanted a different, younger perspective of everything. And so called her up and stuff and met up. It was funny, the first night that we met over at the rehearsal space and everything, she got trapped in the elevator. So she was stuck in there for like an hour. And,
it's a long time.
Yeah. So I called the fire department. I have a brother-in-law that works for the Boston Fire and everything. So they came down. They busted the door open because it was a real old elevator.
Yeah.
Bill manager was flipping out and stuff. I want my door and stuff. I go, hey, she was trapped in there for an hour. You know, it's like, come on. You know,
someone had to come to the rescue. Yeah,
that's it.
You were the guy.
So, but yeah. So one thing led to another, and you know, we started hanging out and everything. I started taking bass lessons from Tia. You know, Mayhem and. Vocal lessons from Maverick and stuff, and yeah, I just wanted to try and improve on everything playing.
Yeah.
And hanging out, going to gigs, and one time they came over to my house after a gig. It was like probably 3-4 in the morning. We're just playing acoustics around the kitchen table, and they noticed a cassette on the counter, and they go, what's that? And I go, oh, old songs I dug up from that I wrote back in high school.
Yeah.
So I put it on for them. They listen. They say, hey, want to record it? And one thing led to another. We started recording. And then
that's cool.
Yeah. You know, in the meantime, I met Carissa and stuff, and you know, was interested in doing recording like acoustic singles and everything.
Yeah.
So Chris has been really helping me a lot on all that. So she set up a website for me.
Yep.
Helped me with all my merch and everything, and you know, bringing me into the recording studio and over the den and North Reading, and yeah, just having a blast, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna play Spin of the Wheel, and then we'll come back, and you I think you got a couple more in you, right?
Yeah, it's a new song. I just wrote that a few months back, and Tanya Venom actually came up with the harmonies for it and stuff, so I asked her to, you know, sing the harmonies on the single and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a blast doing that. It was fun.
Good stuff. All right, so this is Spin of the Wheel. All right, we'll be back after this.
Good to go. Okay.
Can you lift people's spirits? Can you put the ego in check? Can you empower them? Teach them to live life at its best? Can you accomplish goals? Can you walk the talk? Can you give in all want? Teach love and not to dump. Life is a cycle, a spin of the wheel. It's how we decide that in the end we'll reveal. Is it you? Is it me? Is it the ones we don't see? Is it you? Is it me? Is it the ones we don't see? Can you see beyond the bullshit? Can you keep an open mind? Can you love? Tell me, till the end of time. Life is a cycle, a spin of the wheel. It's how we decide that in the end we'll reveal. Is it you? Is it me? Is it the ones we don't see? Take a gamble, spin the wheel. Take a gamble, spin the wheel. Take a gamble, spin the wheel.
Life is a cycle, spinning the wheel. It's how we decide that in the end we'll reveal.
Dutch Boy Blues, that was Spin of the Wheel. Fantastic. And you're hoping to get all these singles out on like a full release, right? At
yes.
some point, EP. It's probably be an EP or will it be a...
Yeah, eventually it'll be an EP.
Full length thing.
Yeah. I got like probably about 8 or 9 songs that we're going to be... We already recorded probably about 5 or 6, you know, working on a few other ones. And so still have a few that we haven't released yet, but they'll be out there soon, you know. Chris has been doing all the artwork and the graphics for
that's one of the great things about her is she has her hands in so many things the music
she's amazing
world, you know? If you want to call it that, for lack of a better word. So she keeps busy, not with the photography,
the videos there. I got two music videos for this one you just played and another one, then we have a few others coming up soon too, you know, so she's got a lot of great ideas.
Yeah. And you also play out occasionally in a cover band, right?
Yes, I got a cover band called Boston Pub Rockers. Now, we play mostly up the North Shore. That band's been together about 6 years now. Play mostly classic rock, some blues, you know.
I saw a few clips from a recent, I don't know where you were, but those can be lengthy shows, right? Like a couple sets,
Usually, most of our shows that we do are like at least 3 hours, sometimes 4.
It's a lot of material.
Yeah, it is a lot.
You got to, but that's cool.
It's I get a lot of compliments on the choice of songs and stuff. So we try to cover everybody, you know, and stuff to make sure everyone's happy.
Yeah, the cut I heard was "Turn the Page."
Yeah,
and I forget then. And then you had the lead on the next one. I forget what it was. It might have been a Stones tune, but I forget now exactly.
Yeah, maybe "Miss You." What do we do? "Miss You." "Jumpin' Jack Flash."
I think it was "Jumpin' Jack."
Yeah. Yeah, I have fun with them.
So it keeps you busy.
Yeah. And I have Maverick playing bass right now with us and, you know, singing too.
And
you know.
Did she have to learn bass?
She just picked it up recently. And
right,
great,
I thought that.
Yeah.
Quick learn.
Yeah. And once in a while, TMA will come in and, you know, do the bass also and everything.
Yeah.
It's great to have. We have a blast, you know. I've had the girls actually sit in on a few of... few of our gigs and stuff, you know, different places along the North Shore and everything.
Yeah,
it's fun, you know.
All right. Want to give us another one here?
Sure. This one's called I Don't Care. It's another one that I wrote, you know, back in high school and everything, and apparently some must have broke my heart, but...
You have that I don't care attitude a lot then, though.
But I can't remember who the girl was and stuff, but...
You got over it.
Yeah.
At the time, though, right?
It bothered me enough where I wrote the song anyways, but it goes like something like this.
Yeah, now.
Nice.
Thank you.
Another early song you wrote.
Yeah, that was back in high school.
And you kept all those notes and whatever from the high school days of all these songs.
Actually, I just had on that cassette. I had it all on a cassette, and I actually had to listen to the cassette and write them all down again, like the words and everything, because I didn't have anything written out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to read music or anything like that. I just, like half the chords I play, I don't even know what they're called.
But it works for you.
Yeah. Basically, I just take the old records and figure out songs that way. Like, I had a few friends that showed me some chords, and I knew one lead guitar scale was a pentatonic scale, and that's basically all I knew. So, and I just took it from there. You know?
It worked for you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I'm gonna play World of Forgotten. Another one of your singles.
Yes, that's right? Another song I wrote back in high school, ninth or tenth grade, I guess.
That you've retained, and it's now going to see the light of an EP of some sort at some point, right?
Yes.
I'm going to play that, and we'll come back. We'll talk a bit about a show you're opening up for a bit down the road.
Awesome.
Just won't scream. You fight that thirst that's in your throat. You just can't help it, so you let yourself go. Drift into that world of forgotten. Your mind just wanders in its own world. Forget your problems, try to think of a cure. You feel so hopeless, not the words I write. You're sick and tired and you start to lose that fight. Drift into that world of forgotten. Drift into that world of forgotten. Yesterday ain't tomorrow. Yesterday ain't next week. Yesterday is on and over. Yesterday is obsolete. Forget your problems. Forget sorrow. Remember life has got tomorrow. You ain't so weak. You know it's wrong. Get on your feet. You went so weak, you know it's wrong. Get on your feet, it's time to move on. Drift into the world of forgotten. Drift into the world of forgotten. Drift into the world of forgotten. Drift into the world of forgotten.
World of Forgotten. Very nice. Again, we're going to have all those. Well, they'll both be on the EP, I imagine, at least.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
And you're going to show December 18th, opening up for Carissa for her release at the Burren, right?
Yes, I'm stoked about that.
Yeah, that's...
Really excited. Really honored that she asked me to open up for her.
Yeah, that's cool. She's, we were talking about before, she's a great gal, great music. And I think it's cool that she's going back to her early stuff. We're doing an acoustic record. The band's great and all the Cure-Alls, but...
Yep.
And that kind of splintered around the country now, though. She's kind of...
Yeah.
But yeah, the acoustic thing, she's great anyway. Live with a band, whether it's acoustic or with a band, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
She's a great performer.
Yeah, I love her music. I mean, she's a awesome songwriter.
Yeah. So that should be a fun time at the Byron. The Byron's a nice, that's a great room, too. I'm sure you've been there.
Yes.
That's a
great venue.
Yeah.
I'm really stoked about playing that, and really honored that she asked me to.
She's going to be in, if everything goes according to plan, the night before. It's coming here the night before.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's on a Wednesday, the release.
Yes, we're playing on, it's a Wednesday night.
The night before
December 18th.
She should be here to play.
Yeah.
And we'll have the whole CD then.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you want to, you got one more in you?
Sure.
Through your catalog there.
It, this is actually first song I wrote since high school. It was probably about 7-8 years ago. I actually wrote it for my wife. But it's called Irish Eyes. Irish.
Yeah. I gathered that much. Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife's Irish.
Yeah.
So, hey, thanks again for coming on. Anything else you want to plug or?
I'm hoping to see everybody over at the Byron on December 18th.
Yeah. I'll be there. I can account for me.
It'll be cool. It'll actually be the first time I actually play all my original stuff out, you know.
Yeah.
I'm really stoked about the show.
Yeah.
So
fantastic.
I just want to put out there to say thanks to Krista Johnson for Fuel Hot Productions for helping me out with just about every aspect of getting my music out there. I'm really really doing a great job helping me. Yeah.
Well, so. they picked a good guy to help.
Thanks.
So that's it. I'm gonna keep it local. I'm going to play some John Paul Haida. There was a new CD out. And thanks again, Dutch.
Thank you.
I'll see you at the show. I'll see you out and about at shows. I know that because we're in attendance at a lot of comment shows now.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. No problem, man. I appreciate you coming in.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
All right. Here we go. This is John Paul Haida.
I was on a public bus. I was richer than Donald Trump. Working in a store. Who could really ask for more? They even gave me special keys. I was the captain of my dream.
Was a captain.
I was General Patton of my perfect little dream. And upkeep on my ship was fairly minimal.
Now he's talking about me.
I've had so good or so they say.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
My tank isn't full and I ain't got a spare, but I know that I'll make it, cause I know you're waiting there. You're waiting there. So I roll up the window, turn the radio on, Elvis and me singing at the top of our lungs.
It's 8:50. I get about 10 more minutes. That was Jeremy and the Harlequins, Into the Night. Before that, Carissa Johnson with a single, So Far, So Good. She has another single coming out, I think, Friday. So I'd imagine she's going to have another release out after her acoustic release, but we'll see. John Paul Hyatt International Airport with Downtown Freddie Brown. I want to thank Dutch once again for coming in. It's 8:51. As I said, I'll be back once more to say see ya. I think I have something by Tiger Army lined up.
You're the contented. Watch it glow as it fades away and I commence. And now we come alive, dreams starting to arrive. First and fly first into the night of golden crimson. Sound emanates from above a place that you can listen. For if you heard our song, in the darkness it's so strong.
All right, I got one more for you. WMFO in Medford. That was the Bouncing Souls with Crucial Moments. Before that, Tiger Army, a song called Sundown off their new CD, Retro Future. The Crucial Moment was off Crucial Moments EP, same name. We'll close with something by Teenage Bottle Rocket. I'll see you next week. Peace.
Singing, hey, na 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 na.